Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sally in Unity with your 9am Zlines. In local news, the Queensland government is launching a $1.5 million anti-vaping campaign with a major focus on highlighting what toxic chemicals can be found inside. The social media campaign will be youth-focused, targeting those aged 12 to 17 years old, and aims to educate young people on the long-term health risks associated with vaping and e-cigarettes. Current research indicates that over 1 in 5 young people between the ages of 18 to 24 have tried vaping. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is confident of the campaign's success due to it being designed by a team belonging to the younger demographic who are most affected.
There were protests yesterday by the organisation Voice for Victims, who are demanding tougher laws for youth offenders, with some saying they have, quote, no fear of the law, unquote. The parents and families at the rally called for better victim support, stricter sentencing laws for young people, and separating first-time offenders from re-offenders. The protest has prompted Police Minister Mark Ryan to announce a new Rapid Response Youth Crime Task Force. The Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk also told Parliament Queensland has some of the toughest anti-crime laws in the country.
In national news, a team of scientists have found a link between weather patterns over the Pacific Ocean correlating with the lengths of La Niña and El Niño, the severe weather events most often associated within Australia being bushfires, droughts and flooding, could potentially last up to 2 to 3 years at a time in the future. Dr. Georgie Falster, who was involved in the research conducted at Washington University, reports that a shift involves atmospheric changes to the Pacific Walker circulation and that climate change is a clear factor. The scientific team also hope that their research will assist in spreading awareness that the PWC is responding to global warming, so that communities can better prepare for prolonged periods of bushfires, floods, drought and rain.
New co-responder measures are being developed to bring together police and domestic violence specialists following a series of coronial inquests in the Northern Territory. A new in-depth training package has been announced for Alice Springs, with local officials stating police currently only look at what has already happened in DV callouts when they need to consider what could potentially happen. The coroner heard police lack adequate training and resources to respond appropriately, but there is no set time frame to see the package rolled out.
And in international news, an owner and operator of a cable car company based in Pakistan have been arrested following an incident that left 8 people, including 7 children, stranded in mid-air for 12 hours. Gulfaraz, a 25-year-old shopkeeper who survived the incident, says, quote, "During the whole process, we thought we would die," end quote. 2 men from the cable car company are currently being detained in a police station in northwest Pakistan, but further details on the charges against them are yet to be released. The rescue efforts were successful after the rescue team used the remaining cable as a zipline for access. Cable cars are common within the region as a vital method of transportation between towns and villages where roads are unable to be built.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Now that I am dead, I know everything.